Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I am your host, Pete Costanis. Today's date is February 6, 2022. This is episode 103, season 5. And thank you for joining me today. I have a very interesting show coming up. I will be discussing the Brandon Iron restaurant that was located in Oakland, Illinois. And I will talk about my memories of watching TV weather forecasters in the past in Chicago. I will talk about current ones as well and my memories of them. And I will discuss a couple of things before we go into those topics. But first, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you to the courtesy of Sunshine Chipperoo's Cookies. And here is a commercial from 1979. Enjoy, everybody.
Me, bake with lard? I prefer vegetable shortening.
Lard in my baking? I use vegetable shortening.
I can't always bake, so I depend on Sunshine. Compare labels. Some companies bake with lard, but Sunshine brand cookies and crackers are baked with 100% vegetable shortening. And ingredients like real chocolate chips and real skim milk cheese. I care about that.
I just care about how they taste.
Sunshine brand, baked with 100% vegetable shortening, not lard.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Sunshine. It was not just Chipperoo's, it was also for Cheez-It. Chipperoo's is gone. Cheez-It is still around, but I forgot who owns the brand. I think Nabisco, I forgot. Anyway, and my favorite product from the Sunshine Baking Company was Hydrox. Those cookies that look like Oreos. I discussed that in a previous podcast episode. I love those because they weren't that sweet as Oreos, but they're more darker cookie texture. It's delicious. Oh, I wish they bring it back. I love that. Okay. As I said in the beginning of the program, I will just talk about the Brandon Iron restaurant that was in Oakland, Illinois, and also the TV weather forecasters in the past. I will discuss those in about a moment, but I want to talk about a couple things before I get started. On episode 101, I discuss about Chicago's forgotten bread companies or bread brands. And a couple people mentioned this and posted on my Facebook page, why didn't you mention Roman Meal? And I said, oh, I forgot all about Roman Meal. So they don't make that anymore. I think they make it overseas. I have not seen it in the store. So I think they stopped about maybe 7 years ago, 7, 8 years ago. My mother never bought that brand. It was a wheat bread. From what I heard, it was very good. And it was they also had natural whole grain bread. And I'm sure it was delicious. It really was. But no, I completely forgot about it. I apologize to everyone. Also, a couple more breads. Well, actually, this is not bread. This is from Tip Top Bread. They made Lucky Cakes. And from what I remember seeing them, but I never had them. And I remember they were very good. And the Tip Top company made them. And they made like somewhat like similar to Ding Dongs or kind of other cakes. And they were delicious from what people remembered from the 50s and 60s. And there was another brand of bread called Hollywood. And that type of bread was diet. You know, it was light bread. And that was during the fad of the 60s where people were, you know, trying to lose weight. When Tab Cola was introduced or Sago, the drink, you would drink. It's like Slim Fast. So that was, I don't know. I never had, I remember seeing it in the stores, but they don't make it anymore. So that's that for the bread. Yeah. I apologize again to everyone. I forgot to mention those because there were so many, you know, there were so many of that. Also, the next thing I will talk about is the posts I had on my page. There were a couple of anniversaries and some interesting photos I posted. One was I forgot about this. I mentioned about the book, the Chicago's Lost Chicago Department Stores, authored by Leslie Goddard. And that's, I believe that book is being sold out. I don't think you could find any because, it proved to be so popular. I am mentioning the book twice. I mentioned about Weebolt's department store in Fort City and also about the donut machine that was at Gately's People Store in the Roseland neighborhood on Michigan Avenue. Because that's a wonderful memory. And the other thing I posted this week was a float. They had a parade on State Street in the early 60s, and it was from Sinclair Gas and Oil. And you remember Dino the dinosaur before. Not Dino from the Flintstones. So, and from what I've read the comics, that company's still around, but it's not in Chicago. They have gas stations out west. So, and Chicago at one time, they were very prominent. You go in every corner like that, and they have the mascot Dino. I remember they sold transistor radios. Of those, and I found one on eBay, and I posted that years ago on the page, so that's pretty good. Okay, and the other things I posted were there was the Sears department store in Oak Brook Center, and because Oak Brook Center opened 60 years ago this year, 60 years, it was one of the stores, and it looked like the store looked like something out of the Jetsons, so. It was there for a long time. Then they closed it, they remodeled it, and then they closed it again. I didn't understand that. That's a waste. That was terrible. And I don't know what's there now. I haven't been to Oak Brook in maybe in a couple of years. So maybe I'll check it out what it is now. And a couple more things. Let's see. I posted about Prince Castle's grape sherbet. I never had grape sherbet or sherbet. I've had orange, I've had raspberry, and I have rainbow, but not grape. I'm sure it's delicious. Yeah, it sounds, and because Prince Castle's made wonderful hamburgers at the time, then it turned into Cock Robin restaurant, and never eaten there. The next photo I posted was Ben Franklin. It was the Five and Dime store. They were all over the country. I think there are a couple still around, not in Chicago. The only one I remember by me, where I live, was in Palos Heights. It was like on Harlem Avenue South. And it was there for a long time. And I can't think of another location. But this one I posted, it was in Riverdale, Illinois. And a lot of people remember, they loved it. It was like Woolworths, in a way. But it was like arts and crafts and Halloween decorations or greeting cards. It was a good store. Very good store. And the last thing I posted was the 50th anniversary of the Greek restaurant Hellenic House. When my parents watched a TV show called Hellenic Theater on Sunday nights on Channel 26 on WCIU, and it was hosted by Bobby Papadimas, and he advertised this restaurant all the time. And I've never been there, but it was located at 4836 North Lincoln Avenue on the north side. Right near the German neighborhood. It was considered a new Greek town, not the old Greek town in Halstead, but this is the new Greek town. And it was there for a long time. And I don't know who owned it, but it was there for during the 70s and 80s, early 80s. But Bobby Papadimas was an interesting guy. I will talk about him in the show in a future podcast. This is interesting. He was, like I say, he was a very interesting fellow. So I'll do some research on him. Okay. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. I will discuss the Branding Iron restaurant. And I posted a photo a couple days ago of the bowling alley. It was a restaurant / bowling alley. And, that took back a lot of memories for people, where they bowled, where they ate there, or just hung out there. I wrote a story about the Branding Iron on my blog, VanishedChicagoland.blog, on July 18th, 2019. And I went there once, I believe, maybe twice. I think once. And that place was huge. It accommodated 300 cars. It was a big parking lot. And they were famous for their ribs. And they also had salads. And they had, like, with the Lazy Susan at your table. So you can choose what garlic dressing. Not garlic dressing. Whatever salad dressing you like. They're famous with garlic dressing. They had other kinds. Also, you made your own ice cream sundaes. Excuse me. You know, your desserts. And, of course, the famous dessert was the donut holes. Those powdered sugar ones. Oh, they were awesome. And they had a second location in Downers Grove. It was at on Butterfield Road and Finley Road. Right over there. And I went once when I was in 1979. I went with a few friends. They invited me to go bowling and have some dinner. I didn't tell my parents. You know, they don't like me eating out. But it's high school. You got to hang out with your friends. So we went there one Saturday night. We bowled a couple games. I'm okay bowler. That's the only sport I like. And we ordered ribs. Delicious. Wonderful. And the donut holes, of course. And that was great. It was wonderful. It was a big, that restaurant opened in 1959. And let's see what else. So they closed that about, late 80s or 90s. I'm not sure exactly. Right now there's a Bank of America and there's like a medical building. There's a lot of them in Oak Lawn. You know, because I remember the Holiday Inn was there. But they opened a new Branding Iron restaurant on Harlem Avenue, right around 71st Street. It's right by the SeatGeek Stadium, you know, where the Chicago Fire play. I don't know if they play there anymore. So I haven't been there yet, but I want to go one day. From what I understand, I don't know if it's from the family, you know, if they're relatives of the owners. But they said the donut holes are there, the ribs are there, so I'm going to check it out and see. Of course, my taste buds maybe changed over the past 40 years, so we'll see about that. And so I posted another photo right before, just last night, and it showed the sign, you know, like the bowling signs. You know, it said brand new. Oh, that took me back. That took me back. So, you know, that's one of the wonderful, that's one of the best restaurants that's missed that people still talk about to this day, you know, on the South Side. Oh, if you lived in Chicago, Oak Lawn, Evergreen Park, Burbank, that was it. It was great. We need to bring it back, you know, in that location. I doubt it. I really doubt it. Okay. Right now I'm going to talk about the Chicago weather forecasters of the past and the present. First, we're going to go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Lincoln Carpeting. And you know the jingle. It won't leave your head for days. So here is Lincoln Carpeting.
When you're thinking Lincoln, better carpeting. For less call, National 29,000. National 29,000.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I warned you about that commercial. It's very catchy. I love it. You know, it's you can find it on YouTube, the Lincoln Carpeting song. They have a few commercials. Anyway, second thing I will discuss is the weather forecasters of the past and the present. And I will mention some names and memories of that. Like, for example, Harry Volkman. Wonderful man. Oh, I adored him. He was wonderful. My mom was crazy about him. Every time he was on the day, she loved him. He felt like a relative, you know, a close relative. He made you feel comfortable. You know, he visited schools while he did his job. He was supposed to come to my grade school in the 70s, but that was a rumor that fell through. And I mentioned this in a story, or maybe on a podcast, maybe I did, I don't know, that at the time, the principal of my school was a priest, and he was too against a lot of things. You know, he's too strict. I don't know. He was just a bore. And I guess they contacted him, and he probably said, no, we don't want him here. I never forgave him for that. And but my younger brother told me that Harry did visit his class, and that was in the early 80s. Oh, good for him. I wish I was there. Of course, Harry Volkman worked at all TV stations in Chicago except I think one. He worked on Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 9, Channel 32, but not Channel 7. I don't know how that happened. So I remember he went to Channel 5, Channel 9. He switched around in the 60s and all that. And then at the end, he worked at Channel 32. I remember watching him, but then he retired. So, but he made a lot of personal appearances and the, you know, around Chicago. His son, Eddie Volkman, is the DJ. You heard him on the radios on B96. He's also on Star 97, I think. And, you know, I talked to him a few, Eddie, I talked to him a few times on Facebook, on social media. Very nice guy. Very nice man. Always tell him, I love your dads very much. He was awesome. Okay. And the other weatherman I want to talk about is John Coughlin. He was on Channel 2. Very nice man. On Channel 7, Channel 5 was Jim Tillman. And he was also a pilot for American Airlines. And he did that. The first African-American I think he was the first one to fly a plane. I don't know. Or work for American Airlines. He probably did. I did a story on him on my blog, ChicagoLand.blog, also about Harry Volkman. If you check it out, you do a search. And I enjoyed watching him. I really did. He was on Channel 5 much of the 70s and 80s, and then he went to Channel 2 briefly. And then he retired to Phoenix, and he died maybe about a year ago or two. And he also did a TV show called Tempo Tillman, or Tillman Tillman. You know, I remember that. You know, that was interesting. It was on WMAQ TV, Channel 5. Interview people. You know, I caught a couple shows when I was little. He was very good. Very good interviewing people. That was very nice. And let's see, who else? Can't think of, there was a weather forecaster in the 50s. His name was Clint Yule. He was the first one. It was called WNBQ, then WMAQ on Channel 5. So, let's see, what else I got on the top of my head? They had some strange weather forecasts. Like, for example, John Coleman on Channel 7. He had these fancy maps, and he was smiling all the time. Very happy, too happy if you ask me. But I liked him. I really did. And I missed him. When I visited San Diego about 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, there he was doing the weather. It was like being at home. You know, and he was great. You know, he was there for a long time, long time. He was also responsible for the Weather Channel when it started. Yeah, I remember the headlines of that. Okay, and the funny thing about Channel 7, there was a weatherman called Dr. Dave Iser. Now, I thought he was a meteorologist, but I heard he was a doctor in podiatry. I don't know how that happened. I don't know who hired him, why, or like, but he disappeared. He was gone. I don't know what happened to him. You know, and of course, it was Jerry Taft. He did Channel 7. He was wonderful. You know, he was on Channel 5, then they moved to Channel 7, and then he retired, and then he died, you know, not too long ago. You know, nice man, really nice man. I remember on Channel 5 was Jim Hill. He had a deep voice, you know, but he was a good man, you know. He was a good man. And last but not least, here's a weatherman that I remembered. I never saw him, but a lot of people from the 50s and 60s did, and that was P.J. Hoff. And he has an I talked about him on an early podcast episode, and he started in the 50s, starting about 1955, and he did the weather while Fahey Flynn was doing the news on Channel 2 and WBBM before he moved to WLS. He did that. And he also had these weather kits. And also when he explained the weather on the air, he had these maps with these cartoon characters. And they looked very funny, you know. And but he was endearing. He took the magic markers and drew clouds, the sun, thunderbolts, lightning, you know. His real name was Percy J. Hofstrom. He shortened his name. And he was born in Mounds, Oklahoma. Worked at St. Paul, Minnesota, and then he came to Chicago. And when my mother got married in Greece and first came to America, she's trying to learn English, learning watching, you know, television shows. She told me that she saw P.J. Hoff, and she understood what he said. It's amazing, you know, and he was explaining the way. Thank God he used pictures. So my mom got a general idea of what he was talking about. And the other character, he had a couple characters. It was the vice president in charge of looking out the window. And also Mr. Yell and Cuss. And I think there was another character. I forgot who it was. Anyway, so he was a fascinating man. And he retired in 1968. And John Coughlin took over his job. And, you know, he retired in 1968, moved to, I think, Georgia or South Carolina. And then, you know, he died in 1981. Yeah, he died in Georgia. So, and he just disappeared. He just relaxed and all that. And he was in like a grandfather type, you know, in his pictures and all that. I found this weatherman kit on eBay long, long time ago, or one of his maps. You know, they had them on sale, the original maps that he drew. And they were sold out quickly. They really were. And so P.J. Hoff was one of a kind. You know, and people still, you know, kids today would not know who he is. You know, they're not into, they're into splashy special effects, not like drawings or sketches or stuff like that. No, 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 no. Okay. Also other, but I still watch the weather. Like everyone else, every day you watch Tom Skilling. Wonderful man. Great man. Was on Channel 9, Paul Conrad and the others, you know. And Channel 5, you have Brant Miller. And on Channel 7, you know, you have some ornate, like Larry Mowry, Cheryl Scott, and the rest of the gang. So Channel 2, let's see, they keep changing weather people that... And there was also Roger Treemsta. He did channel. He was on Channel 9, and he's still alive. And I think he wrote a book, and he's in his 90s. Oh, God bless him. You know, I remember him. What a nice man. What a nice man. And but like I said before, I still watch the weather. And Tom Skilling, oh, my God, he's like an encyclopedia of weather. You ask him a question, boom, he'll know it. You know, a lot of people make fun of him because he's boring. Well, not at all. Not to me. It's fascinating to listen to him. Fascinating. He's one of a kind. Good man. Okay. That'll be all for today for episode 103, season 5 of Vanishing Online Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and thank you for listening to me today. I enjoyed talking. And the next episode will be probably Tuesday. I'll think about what I'll discuss. And so I hope everyone will have a good day, and bye-bye for now for me. And here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.